come on?
Hello, he hasn't come on yet.
Oh, good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Oh, good. This is Lizette.
I'm sorry, I misunderstood what you said.
Oh, I was just saying good morning and that my name is Lizette.
Okay, well, my name is Hannah. I've had a sick husband, so I haven't been able to be on like I used to.
Yeah, same here.
Has joined.
Good morning.
Today is the eighth day of Cheshvan and the third Aliyah for Vayetze. The third Aliyah, well, I'll start with the Lashem Yechud. Lashem Yechud Kudsha Barichu Ishkim Tebid Hilur Himud Hilud Hilur Himu. Uyakta Lashem Yudhe Bavavhe. The Yehuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael. Limud Torah Mitzvah. Lasok Torah Mitzvah. Vayhino Amadonai Elohino Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananeh Aleinu Maaseh Yadenu Kananehu. The third Aliyah is from Genesis chapter 29, verse 18, through chapter 30, verse 13. It's a total of 31 verses. We know the 31
has joined
to the name of God, Aleph Lamed Kel.
Has joined.
And Kel is a name of God that connects to Bina, to the Olam Haba, the world that is coming. So we will start with the Hebrew reading with verse 18. Vayechav Yaakov et Rachel Vayomer Evadcha Sheva Shanim Verachel Bidcha Aktana Vayomer Lavan Totiti Ota Lachmi Titi Ota le'isha cher sheva imadi. Vayavod Yaakov berachel sheva shanim vayiyu ve'enav k'ayamim achadim ve'ahavato ota. Vayomer Yaakov el Lavan, Ava et Ishti, Kimalu Yamai, Veyavoa Eleha. Vayeso Lavan, et kol anche hamakom vayas mishte. Vayehi be'erev vayikach et Lea v'ito vayaveota elav vayavo eleha vayiten lavan la et zilpa shivchato lelea v'ito shivcha. Vayehi vavoker vehinehi Lea Amarimitani. Vayomer Lavan lo yase. Kain bim ko menu latet. Atira livne habakira. Male shevua. Zot benit na lecha gam et zot. Vavoda asher ta avod. Imadi ot sheva. Shani macherot. Vayas Yako Ken Vamale Shevua Zod Vayiten Lo Et Rachel Bito Lo Leisha Vayiten Lavan Le Rachel Bito Et Bilha Shivchato La Leshivcha Vayavo gam el Rachel, vayehav gam et Rachel, milea, vayavod imo od sheva shanim acherot, vayar Adonai yohe wahe adanu yo, yohe dawanu he yo. Kishenua lea vaivta et rachma verachel akara. Watahar lea wateled ben watik rashemo. Ruven ki amra kira adonayo. Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Bean yi ki ata ye havani ishi. Vatahar od vateled, ben vatomer ki shama adonayo he wahe. Adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Kisha senu a anochi vaiten li. Gamet ze vatikra shimo shimon. Watahar od wateled ben batomer ata hapa'am. Yilawe ishi elai, ki yadlati lo shalosha banim. Al kain kara shemo levi. Watahar od vateled. Ben vatomer hapam, odet adonayo hewahe adanu yo, yo aheda wanu heyo. Al kin kara shemo Yehuda vataam mod miledet.
Chapter 30, verse 1.
Watere Rachel kilo yalda leyakov. Vatkane Rachel beachota. Vatomer el Yaakov havali. Vanim vaim ayin meta anochi. Vayichar af Yaakov, v'Rachel vayomer hatachat, Elohim anochi asher manami mechkeripaten,
Vatomer hine amati vilcha boeleha vateled al birkai vimane gamanochi mimena vatiten lo et bilcha shivchatal isha. Vayavo elecha Yaakov, vatahar bilcha, vateled le Yaakov, vatomer Rachel danani, Elohim vegam shama bekoli, vayiten li, ben al ken kart akara. Shemodan Vatahar Od Vateled Bilha Shivchad Rachel Ben Sheni Liako Vatomer Rachel Naftule Elohim Niftalti Imachoti Gamka Yak Kol Yakolti, Gam Yakolti, Vatikra Shemo, Naftali, Vaterelea, Ki Amda Mileret, Vatikach Etzilpa, Shivchata Vatiten, O Taliakov Leisha. Vateled zilpa, shivchat lea leyakobin. Vatomer lea bagad. Vatikra et shemo gad. Vateled zilpa shivchat lea ben sheni liako. Vatomer lea beashri ki ishruni banot. Vatikra et shemo asher. We've completed the reading of the Hebrew. We will now connect to the English translation, which is essentially feeding our egos. After having received the energy through the reading of the Hebrew words, verse 18. And Jacob loved Rachel, and he said, I will work for you 7 years for Rachel, your younger daughter. And Laban said, it is better that I give her to you than I should give her to another man. Stay with me. So Jacob worked for Rachel 7 years, but they appeared to him like a few days because of his love for her. And Jacob said to Laban, give me my wife, for my days are completed, that I may come to her. So Laban gathered all the people of the place, and he made a feast. And it came to pass in the evening that Laban took his daughter Leah, and he brought her to him, and he came to her. And Laban gave Zilpah, his maidservant, to his daughter Leah as a maidservant. And it came to pass in the morning, and behold, she was Leah. So he said to Laban, what is this that you have done to me? Did I not work for you for Rachel? Why have you deceived me? And Laban said, it is not done so in our place to give the younger one before the firstborn. Complete the wedding week of this one, and we will give you this one too, for the work that you will render me for another 7 years. And Jacob did so, and he completed the week of this one, and he gave his daughter Rachel to him as a wife. And Laban gave his daughter Rachel his maidservant Bilhah, for a maidservant. And he came also to Rachel, and he also loved Rachel more than Leah. And he worked with him yet another 7 years. And the Lord saw that Leah was hated, so he opened her womb, but Rachel was barren. And Leah conceived and bore a son, and she named him Reuben, for she said, "Because the Lord has seen my affliction, for now my husband will love me." And she conceived again and bore a son, and she said, "Since the Lord has heard that I am hated, he gave me this one too." So he named him Shimon. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, "Now this time my husband will be attached to me, for I have borne him 3 sons. Therefore he named him Levi. And she conceived again and bore a son. And she said, "This time I will thank the Lord." Therefore she named him Judah. And then she stopped bearing. Chapter 30, verse 1. And Rachel saw that she had not borne any children to Jacob. And Rachel envied her sister. And she said to Jacob, "Give me children, and if not, I am dead." And Jacob became angry with Rachel, and he said, "Am I instead of God? Who has withheld from you the fruit of the womb?" So she said, "Here is my maidservant Bilhah. Come to her, and she will bear children on my knees, so that I too will be built up from her." So she gave him her maidservant Bilhah for a wife, and Jacob came to her. And Bilhah conceived, and she bore Jacob a son. And Rachel said, "God has judged me, and he has also hearkened to my voice, and has given me a son." So she named him Dan. And Bilhah, Rachel's maidservant, conceived again and bore Jacob a second son. And Rachel said, "With divine bonds I have been joined to my sister. I have also prevailed." So she named him Naphtali. When Leah saw that she had stopped bearing children, she took her maidservant Zilpah and gave her to Jacob for a wife. And Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore Jacob a son. And Leah said, "Luck has come." So she named him Gad. And Zilpah, Leah's maidservant, bore Jacob a second son. And Leah said, "Because of my good fortune, for women have declared me fortunate." So she named him Asher. You'll notice I didn't ask any questions about these verses, which is primarily dealing with the bearing of the children of the 10 tribes. Rachel isn't included in this except through her maidservant. The relationships between the names of each of the 10 tribes, also the other two when Rachel has Joseph and Benjamin, the names of the 12 tribes have a corollary to the 12 signs of the zodiac. They also have a corollary to many other aspects that are described in the Sefer Yetzirah. Recognizing these relationships is a strong tool to utilize in your spiritual growth, because it helps you understand how the different frames of reference relate to other frames of reference, and yet all become unified through the relationships, recognizing memorizing the relationships, learning them so that they are inherent in your worldview. They're not something you have to go and look up. Truth is, I still need to look them up. But as you get more used to them and the relationships, they become very clear. And while the 12 sons, the names of the sons have meanings that are important to understand, the months, the names of the months are also that same importance. And the connections to the directions, and the connections to the metals, and the connections to all of the different aspects, different frames of reference. It is helpful to your spiritual growth to recognize these. I recommend you make a chart, and as each frame of reference comes up in the Zohar or another in the Torah itself, you add to the chart as best you can. Sometimes it will be made clear to you. Sometimes it will be confusing. But this is part of your growth. If you want to run over a few minutes, I'd like to make the connection to the next verse of the Ramban letter. But if it may take a little bit too long, so we'll just see if it can work. Right now I'm opening up the letter from the Unique Astrological Times link. So this is the second verse. It's not called the second verse. It's just, to me, it's the second verse because it's the second section of Hebrew on the Igeret HaRamban, the letter of the Rambam, on the Sefaria website. It's actually numbered as the third paragraph. וכאשר תינצל מן הכעס, תעלה על לבך מידת הענווה, שהיא מידה טובה. מכל מידות טובות שנאמר, עקב ענווה יראת השם. When you will have freed yourself from anger, the quality of humility will enter your heart, which is the best of all good traits, as it is written in Mishle, in Proverbs. The return for humility is fear of Hashem. Actually, the Hebrew word is yirah. The return for humility. Once you have acquired the trait of humility, the effect of that is to fear God. The fourth paragraph, which I'm calling the third, and maybe it's easier if I just stay with their numbers. Uvavur hanawa ta'ale alibcha. Midad ha'ira kititen elibcha tamid. Me'ayin bata ulanata holech. V'she'ata rama rima v'toleya. Bechayecha. Biafki bemota, belifne mi ata atid, li ten din veheshbon lifne melech hakavod, shene emar, kine shamayim vishme, ha-shamayim lo yikalkelucha. Af ki libot b'nei adam v'ne'emar halo et ha-shamayim v'et ha-aretz ani male ne'um ha-shem. Through humility, you will also come to fear Hashem. It will cause you to always think about where you came from and where you are going, and that while alive you are only like a maggot and a worm, as after death, and before whom you will eventually stand for judgment, the glorious King, as it is written. Even the heaven and the heavens of heaven cannot contain you, how much less the hearts of people. It is also written, "Do I not fill heaven and earth?" says the Lord. The fifth paragraph. Wekasher teachasho et kol ele tirami borecha betishamer. Min ha'chet uvamidot ha'ele tihye samea v'chelkecha v'ka'asher titnahek v'midar ha'anava v'hitboshesh mikol adam u'chitpached mimenu. Az tishrei alecha ruach hashkina v'ziv kivoda v'chaye olam haba. When you think about all these things, you will come to fear Hashem, who created you, and you will protect yourself from sinning and thereby be happy with whatever happens to you. Also, when you act humbly and modestly before everyone and fear Hashem and sin, the radiance of His glory in the spirit of the Shekhinah will rest upon you, and you will live the life of the world that is coming. All of these verses that I've read, these paragraphs that I've read, are dealing with the concept of the effect of humility, the effect of acquiring the traits of humility. What is that effect? Is Yirah Hashem. Yirat Hashem is the proper grammar. Yirah is a Hebrew word that has two meanings. The essence of the meanings is a lower level, which is fear. We're afraid of God because we're afraid of punishment or doing sins. The higher level is loving God. How does the fear of God, fear of sin, relate to loving God? How do we understand that unity? It's very difficult to understand that unity. Because fearing punishment, fearing doing sins, brings you to do positive actions. And when you do positive actions, you eventually come to the level of doing that positive action to give pleasure to Hashem. But these are opposites. But they're not opposites. They're two sides of the same coin. Can you do a positive action to give pleasure to Hashem if you are not afraid of sinning? If you're not afraid of making a mistake? When we start to learn the halachot, the pathway, which some people call a law, you'll find many, many details. Honor your father and mother. It's a mitzvah. It's doing a positive action. But the way of doing that honoring, if your father, when you reach late teens and early 20s, if your father is pushing you in a direction of your career or into a marriage that you are uncomfortable with because your soul is telling you that's not the path you should follow. At that moment, are you afraid of your father? Or are you standing up because you know what's right for yourself, even though you lack the life experience to really know that and say it to him? Or prove it to him. And he has to come to a recognition that you're now an adult and you're entitled to make your own mistakes. And yes, he has life experience that it says, don't do that. I did it. I know the consequences. I'm trying to allow you not to experience those consequences. But we don't learn without consequences. We don't learn from books, except possibly studying the Torah. But studying the Torah is not learning from books. Studying the Torah is applying the essence of the teaching into your life. If you're studying Torah and learning from books, you're going through an intellectual exercise in futility. Does anyone have any questions? I hope you all understand that when I say that studying Torah is an exercise in futility, that you should not take my words out of context. Studying Torah is a step in the process of learning how to apply the teachings of Torah into your own life. We have three more classes today. Our 11 o'clock class is continuing our study in the book of Joshua. We have a deep Zohar class at 4:30 and a Tikkuni Zohar class in our 7 o'clock. All times are West Coast times. I hope you'll join us for one or more of these classes. I hope you have a beautiful afternoon, a beautiful day, and I wish all of you Shalom Gadol. Much peace and serenity in your lives. Shalom.
Shalom. Thank you.
Shalom.
Shalom Gadol.
Thank you. Shalom.
Thank you.
Thank you all.